Now we have a few stories on a variety of different subjects. Only a single fine, totalling £270, was dished out to lazy litter louts in Norwich in 2022. It has been revealed that despite the furore around the state of the city's streets, the council has slapped just one person with a fine for the entire year. The news has prompted fury from homeowners and councillors alike, who regularly spend their free time reporting issues. Alex Catt, Green Party councillor for Sewell Ward, said, "The council likes to talk about its serious approach to issues like fly tipping and other issues. These figures expose a completely different reality. Despite promoting its Love Norwich scheme, the council is taking no action against people who dump rubbish in our streets. They should learn lessons from other councils, like Leeds, which is taking action to clean up its streets with deterrents like CCTV."
A teacher who brought an old-fashioned and unattractive school to new heights has retired after 30 years in education. Christina Kenner started off as a teacher at East Wycombe Junior School in Kent in 1996 and worked her way up to founding the Heart Education Trust in Norfolk in 2013. Christina brought together four local primary schools: Heartsease Primary Academy, Henderson Green Primary Academy, and Valley Primary Academy in Norwich, as well as Lingwood Primary Academy. Other noticeable achievements during her 11-year headship at Heartsease Primary, which began in 2005, include being the lead on the new academy build and achieving an outstanding Ofsted rating in May 2016. Interim Chief Executive Officer of the Trust, Hazel Cubbage, said, "It has been a privilege to work with Christina. As Chief Operating Officer and recently stepped into her shoes as Interim CEO. She has been an invaluable mentor to me and many members of the staff across the Trust, and I wish her the very best during her retirement."
Brandon Lewis, the MP for Great Yarmouth, has launched a petition to reverse cuts at BBC Radio Norfolk. The public broadcaster has faced heavy criticism in recent weeks over plans for a major shake-up of local radio stations in England, axing local shows after 2 p.m, including the popular weekend Treasure Quest show. From the new year, the BBC is to overhaul its local radio services, with stations sharing more content and broadcasting less programming unique to their area. The move to make these cuts to radio while expanding local online news was recently given approval by regulator Ofcom. On launching his petition, Mr. Lewis said, "I've joined forces with local Conservative councillors to launch this petition opposing the crazy cuts that are detrimental to BBC Radio Norfolk. Listeners rely on our county radio station for its unique blend of local news and up-to-date information. The petition is available to sign online at www.brandonlewis.co and will be posted through letterboxes in many parts of the constituency throughout January.
British Sugar's factory at Cantley will stay closed for the rest of the 2022 to 2023 campaign, following a significant plant failure. The Norfolk factory, built in 1912 on the banks of the River Yare, opened for the last year's deliveries in October and would usually be processing sugar beet throughout the winter until March. But following the machinery failure on December the 19th, British Sugar has now taken the decision not to process sugar beet at this factory for the remainder of the 2022 to 23 campaign. The company says sugar beet will continue to be diverted and processed at its other factories at Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk and Whittington near King's Lynn. Additional costs from these increased distances will be met by British Sugar, it said, while its commercial customers would not be affected. The Cantley factory would usually process up to 1.5 million tonnes of beet per year, producing up to 220,000 tonnes of sugar.
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. And congratulations to Ruth for battling on despite not feeling very well. John and Jane will follow on with part two with more news and a second feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.